What do you do with a wedding ring when you get divorced? 314-531-9898. Should the wedding ring go back to the man because he purchased it? Should you keep it? Should you pawn it? I don't know if you guys have seen this with the, you know, the Hollywood hashtag. We've been talking a lot about this Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. And one of the biggest things people have been doing is we watch this kind of divorce happen publicly as we've been watching the wedding ring and they've been wearing it, And then all of a sudden, Jennifer Lopez recently switched it to the right hand. And I was like, can you just switch your wedding ring to the right hand? Like, yep, it's still mine. Would you be cool with that? If you were in a relationship with somebody else and they're like, I still wear my old wedding ring, but I keep it on the right hand.
Oof.
314-531-9898.
So I think this is pretty interesting. I obviously have never been married, but my mom, when she got divorced, she actually wore her wedding ring on her finger still for a while because her finger was like, had like indents from the ring because she wore it for so long that she was still wearing it even though like she was not happy to represent that marriage. And then eventually she took it off and then put on like a different ring to replace it or whatever. But I don't know, I feel like it's unique to each situation, like how your marriage ends.
Well, say it ends like Ben like J-Lo. They just get divorced, they were together for a while because she just switched it to the right? You feel like she needs to give it back to Ben?
No, it's a gift.
So you think it's a gift? So she gets to keep it no matter what. Do you think she gets, should still wear it on the right hand?
I think that's fine.
You do?
Yeah.
I want to see Hannah date somebody who's wearing their ex's wedding ring on their right hand.
I feel like everyone moves at your own speed, so maybe she'll have it on the other hand for a while. But after a while, or if you start dating someone new, it needs to come off.
You think it needs to come off?
Yeah.
I definitely don't think it's fair to like ask for it or expect it back. Like, as the guy? You gave that to them. Yes.
I feel like it should go back to the guy.
You think it goes back? No. I don't think it goes back. I tend to feel like it still says that you still have some feelings for said person if you're wearing it on your right hand. I think that that's where the issue I have with, but I mean, I understand.
You think
that's
you think the message that she's sending to Ben in this situation is
she's
like,
not over it.
She's not ready.
There you go.
That Ben might be the one making this decision.
Right.
And that's when you switch it to the right hand, it's kind of like, I'm still open to this.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No.
I think one, the wedding ring should go back to the person who bought it.
That is just
why?
Crazy.
Why does he not get it back?
When you this give agreement. Someone a gift and you're like not friends anymore, do you ask it back? No, when you give someone a gift or
whatever.
On
the gift that if I gifted somebody a wedding ring, it's like a wedding ring.
When you give something to somebody, like truly give it, not lend it to them. When you give someone something, you cannot ever expect for it back.
Right. Is engagement ring a gift? I don't know if that's a gift.
Yeah, but if you
this is a moment of symbolization between the two of us.
Okay, and if you get it back, you're not, are you going to use it again on another person? Yeah, no.
Depends on how much you spend and how nice that ring is. Or I pawn it and get my money back. I don't know. I just don't feel like if this arrangement did not work out, he proposed saying, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And that's what this engagement ring symbolizes. When we do not meet that arrangement anymore, this contract, then we go, okay, then give me the ring back because we're no longer doing this anymore.
It's my ring. I've been wearing it.
All right, 314-531-9898. Can you switch it to the right hand? What do you do with the ring once the divorce starts to happen or you're separated?
The all-new Brit Mega Show. Live from...
You just made me do...
We're going to go back-to-back Taylor Swift because it's Taylor Tuesday. So that was Taylor. We've got another Taylor song coming our way here in a few minutes on the Brit Mega Show while we're commercial-free. But first, we're trying to figure out what Jennifer Lopez is doing. Is this messed up to Ben Affleck? We've been kind of ring-watching with this couple. You know, like everyone's been watching. There's Ben and J-Lo broken up again, and we've been watching, and they've been both wearing their wedding ring, and then all of a sudden Jennifer Lopez just switched it to her right hand, and I was like, can you do that? Can you just switch it to the right hand? Like, no, I'm no longer married, but this is still my ring. I still got this beautiful diamond rock, and I love the way it looks, but I'm not married to him anymore. And that's the guy who gave it to you? 314-531-9898. Charles, what's your opinion on this?
Well, the wedding ring is a contract. It's part of a contract for forever.
Yeah.
So I think that what happened to the ring is determined by the way the contract ended. If he cheated on her or he did something that forfeited and broke up the contract, he forfeits the ring. But if they decide, if she decided it was ending, then she gives it back. So it all depends on how they ended as to what happens to the ring.
Yeah, that's kind of what my buddy Chris said, the same thing. If the man ends it, then she gets to keep it. If the woman ends it, then he gets to keep it. So
do you think if, like, maybe they're just like, thank you so much for the call. Maybe they just realize they're not good for each other, and if you want your ring back, you just sabotage as much as you possibly can until she requests a divorce.
Right. I was going to say, what if you really want to keep your ring? You're just praying they mess up?
Yeah.
Right.
We know that this isn't going to be good, but I can't be the one who requests the divorce because then I won't be able to keep the ring. April, you've had a couple of different experiences with a wedding ring. You are widowed and divorced. What did you decide to do in the situation? Mm.
So I was widowed first, and then I remarried. So after I lost my first husband about 13 years ago, I kept that ring, obviously, and his ring, too.
Yeah.
And then when I divorced my ex-husband about 3.5 years ago, I kept my ring. You know, there wasn't any bad blood between us or anything like that, so I didn't wear it.
Yeah, what do you do with it? It just sits in a jewelry box, though, right? Like, that's not cool.
It's in a jewelry box. My fiance now has no problem with it.
Interesting. Hmm. But, like, what are you going to...
I think it's a part of your life.
Oh, so you think it, like, does it have any... Like, is that what it feels like? You have meaning sitting in the... I'm like, because you're just sitting in a box. You should cash it in, get some money, and then, like, you know, get a little 10% kickback to Brett. Something like that.
I don't think it was worth a lot of money, but we'll see.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you. It's like, I think that the reason they're divorced, you got the Cracker Jack box ring, you know? Like, I think if you're a widow, that's completely different, though. Yeah. I wouldn't even know if I would take the ring off, like, because it would be so hard emotionally and things like that. Julie, how do you feel like you should handle the ring to divorce? Can you just switch it to the right hand, like Jennifer Lopez has been seen doing?
No, I am. I'm walking in his room. No, I actually have mine reset because to me that was a big part of my life. However, no, if it was mine, he and I both planned on it. We both contributed money for it.
Oh.
I'm not going to sell it. No, I love this and it means the world to me.
All right.
And so I will always keep it.
So the ring that, like, means the world to you, even though you've been divorced, because the ring meant a lot to you because of that portion in time in your life.
That part of my life, yes.
Thank you so much for the call.
I think that's
Lindsay,
really fair.
You did something similar to this. You actually kept the ring and then took it in a completely different direction, huh?
Yeah. So I got married at a really young age. Didn't last very long, but we didn't exchange our rings back. I ended up taking mine to a local jeweler, and we kind of redesigned it. And the jeweler made it look more like a shooting star. And so, you know, similar to what the lady before me just said, you know, it's a part of my life. I learned a lot about relationships and growth through that time in my life. And so I took it, moved it to the other hand. Wore it for many years until I got into another very serious committed relationship. And to me, when I look down at it every day, it was just that reminder that, you know, my divorce didn't define me, but I was able to grow from it.
Wow. Well said.
How powerful.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. I feel like Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, that ring probably is so expensive, she could just, you know, reshape it as a house.
Yeah.
This house reminds me of my ex-husband. It's probably worth a lot of money. Mm-hmm. We're going back-to-back Taylor Swift songs on Taylor Tuesday while we're commercial-free on Y98 St. Louis. I say I'm too late.